Anytime you're ready, Lynn.
Hi, this is Lynn Suzek. Thanks for joining me again this week on His Ability. And I've got with me again John Santella.
Hi, hello, John. Lynn.
Hi. And Bethany.
Hello.
We're the three panel view this week again.
All right.
And we're talking about purpose. We started off with the situation about Massachusetts students who decided to kind of have a pregnancy pact or a pregnancy club. Mm-hmm. And the sad situation that they went to such measures to have purpose in their life. Mm. So I heard on the news, you know.
Purpose.
And what I'm going to continue talking about is examples of ways that God has given me purpose, because so many people, you know, in disabled situations, elderly, shut-ins, they lose their sense of purpose. And, you know, sometimes they actually choose to do that because although God has many purposes for our lives, a lot of people say no to that. Do you believe that, John?
No,
you know,
I can't believe that.
They actually say no. They actually, and that's what I want to get understood. You know, God offers you many, many things to do, and sometimes because we're fearful, mm-hmm. we choose not to do them.
Is that what it is? Is it fear? Is it because of the power of the dark slipping into, mm-hmm. like, laziness?
We don't know what. You know, we're going to expect. So because we're not the ones in control, sometimes we don't want to find out what's on the other side, you know.
Right.
When something comes your way, have you ever rejected anything that, you know, you had an opportunity to do but you were afraid to do it? I don't know if you can think.
I think everybody does.
You know, so.
Or you had an opportunity to help somebody and you didn't.
Right. Sometimes job offers come and people don't show up to interviews because they're afraid of rejection. But what happens is when we become disabled, we're a different person, you know, and we can't do what we used to do when we have ourselves all set up in a box. We used to be good at sports or something, and now we're not, and we can't do them. And so kind of sink into a depression, and sometimes it's actually kind of a rebellion against God when we don't want to do anything. We're like, well, if I'm this way and I can't do anything, then I'm just not going to. No, I'm not going to take this new avenue. I'm not going to try something new because I want to be the way I used to be.
Mm-hmm. And when you change things, it gives Satan a very great opportunity to lie to you and tell you new things because you've never been through this before. When you were used to walking around and doing whatever you're doing, and then it changes, he can tell you different lies that now you'll believe because you're not used to this.
It opens yourself up to this.
And you're already upset. Yes, you have to trust that God's going to take
care of
you.
What kind of lies? What kind of things?
Yeah. You know, anything like, oh, you're never going to learn to drive, or you're never going to be a good mom because you can't walk. You're never going to, you know, anything, even little things. You can't reach that glass of water over there. You know?
I know. I'm still
that would be so, you know, deflating to feel like that. And he would use that opportunity to say things like that to you.
Right. Yeah. You're in you're a very vulnerable position when you're disabled and knocked down for any reason. I use disabilities, but you know, we can think of many opportunities for Satan to get in there. Once something hits you, he's like the first one on your shoulder, whispering in your ear, all the things, you know, you're useless now, you know. There's just so many opportunities that we give him. And being a Christian, we should realize that we're in a spiritual war. And although I, of course, believe in healing, and even though we may become disabled for a time, that we have to accept it like it's, you know, this is the way I am, this is the way it has to be. But while I'm here, I'm going to do as much as I can. Because if you don't, my motto is, if you're still living in the past, who you used to be, you're never going to become the person that you will be in the future.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You know, you have to deal with what you have now in order to progress. Mm-hmm. And okay, I can't do what I used to do before, but what can I do now? I mean, no matter whether God has purposes for people, whether they can speak, whether they can move or even think. He comes up, God is so amazing. He has a purpose for your life, no matter what your situation. If you're breathing, he can have a purpose. Mm-hmm. And people who are not even conscious have a purpose, because the people that visit them, the people that come to help them, they're being ministered to. You know, the Holy Spirit speaks to them. So you can have a purpose without even realizing it, you know. So my message is to make sure that you've given your life to God if you haven't already. And, you know, you want to repent. Many people are healed through repentance. You know, we have sin in our life, and everybody does, because the Bible says all have fallen short of the glory of God and need to come to repentance. So
let me ask you something. What about the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit? Where does he play the factor? How does he?
That's a good question, John. What happens is when we give our life to God and become born again and we repent, say, okay, I know I'm a sinner. Let me give my life to God and wash away all that. Jesus died for me so I can receive forgiveness and become a new creature. And then once you have done that and you receive that forgiveness and you know you're wanting God to take the pilot's seat in your life and you be the co-pilot, you now need the power. You know, the Holy Spirit is the power. You can have a Mercedes Benz in your in your garage, but unless you turn it on,
you need the power. So it's like the glue that keeps everything together.
The Holy Spirit is an entity, a person that you welcome into you, and he has supernatural power that enables us to become somebody that we couldn't be otherwise.
That's great.
You know, God directs our life, but with the Holy Spirit, we can do supernatural things. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where we get the Bible talking about healing other people, and I've been involved in many things myself. We believe in the full gospel, speaking in tongues, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are mentioned in 1 Corinthians, and there's a lot more to have in our life with the Holy Spirit than without, and I want all of it, you know. Mm-hmm. Especially being in a physically disabled situation like myself, I want all the supernatural power I can get, because in the spiritual realm, I am powerful. I am able to. There's nothing that's impossible. So, and I know that God's teaching me that the spiritual realm crosses over to the physical realm once you understand the power that, you know, who you are in Christ. And that's where my healing will take place, and that's where it is taking place. Mm-hmm. And I have more to say on that in a future program.
Okay.
Where we're at with my healing. But going on to what we were talking about last week, I started off with the purpose of my the first thing that, you know, after I was disabled in 1985, when I became quadriplegic, and I had to become, I had to begin learning how to function in the, you know, with the new state of the body, the way that it was. And I didn't want to focus on that for the rest of my life and sit in a pity party. So God gave me, he opened door after door after door, and it wasn't easy to say yes to them, but my options were to say yes to God or to compromise and say, you know, go downhill. And I, you know, had to overcome fear. First thing I said yes to was having Bethany. I was pregnant 8 months after my accident, and that was not something that was recommended by the doctors. But I became better with every child that I had. I had 5 children, and every time I got pregnant, as high risk as it was, they called it high risk, I was going by faith. So allowing my marriage, not stopping that from happening, God just blessed me with 5 children, and I didn't know how I was going to raise them. I didn't know how we were going to. I mean, I had an aide with me, but it wasn't easy to have people cooperate with that. I had to just keep trusting in God to bring the right people into our lives and help me with the physical, you know, diaper changing and everything, and be the mother that I could be, whatever I could do. And I did as much as I could, and we're just...
Good job.
We did. Oh, God really blessed us with you. Having the children was the first purpose in my life. And the next thing, actually went through a divorce after 10 years, and Then being a single mother was a new challenge. And I began to say yes to driving. John, you've seen my vehicle.
It's the coolest vehicle I've ever seen.
It's like something out of Star Wars.
It is definitely like that.
We've got the hydraulics going and the electronic equipment, making somebody in my condition drive. That was a scary thing. I know it was quite traumatic for some people in my life, that my friends and family watching me drive, because it was almost like walking, you know. I'm still in the wheelchair, but being able to drive by myself and take off alone in the vehicle after 10 years of making sure somebody's with me every second was hard to watch. And people cried and watched me go. And my children had a little, you know, the independence there.
Yeah.
It was just a spiritual breakthrough, you know. So God, you know, I finally said yes to that. And because it was either drive or my family was going to go downhill, I needed to get my kids around. And that was just something else that I could do, is, and it was scary. So getting past fear is a major accomplishment that we need.
Yes, it is.
You know? And God gives us the power to do that through His Holy Spirit. So we just have to do it afraid, as Joyce Meyer says.
Yes. There you go.
So
do it afraid.
Working at the credit union was the next purpose I had in my life. I decided to try to work.
That's amazing to work.
It was.
With kids. And you're a single mom.
That's right.
How did you do this?
I don't know.
I mean, come on.
It wasn't something I could plan out. It was just something out of necessity. I can do this and that. I can use a computer. I learned to use a computer over the years. And I took what I was able to do, what I am able to do, and I just went in going, well, I don't know if they're going to hire me. You know, I used to work at that credit union before when I was a teenager. So I went in there and just looked at the person that was interviewing me, told them I could do, you know, I could speak well, I had good grammar, you know, phone etiquette, and I could use a computer. And it was the phone center in the credit union. And she looked at me like, if you think you can do this, I'll give it a shot. And I looked at her like, if you think I could do this, I'm going to give it a shot.
I'll give it a shot.
And 7 years I was there. Seven years.
Uh-huh. That's a long
A lot of stunt. Coordinating and watching my kids go to school in the morning, getting them off to school, and working for a few hours a day. It wasn't full time, but, you know, 4 hours a day. So those were some of the doors that got open that I walked through, and then I went on to opening my own home health care agency.
Yeah,
that was another huge yes that I, you know, God, I had necessity, and God brought me through that. And there's more, but I think we're running out of time.
We are, but do you want to mention the email thing again?
Because, we're getting
some
emails.
You can have your own
emails.
Show.
That's another thing. I have my own show now. The His Ability. We have hisability.com. Please visit us there. We've been getting some emails with some suggestions for shows and questions. And if you're having any trouble downloading or listening to our archived programs, please let us know. We'll have our website person give me some suggestions to make sure that it is working for everyone. And you can write to us at life@hisability.com. Please give us your email comments. And we will move on with some of the other things in my life that may inspire others to, you know, see what they can do that
Great.
They haven't thought of.
Awesome.
Okay, John?
Thank you, Lynn.
Thanks, Bethany.
Thank you.
See you next week.